We're recording again, Mr. Hanauser.
Thank you, sir. Next up is agenda item six. That's PR 2025-020023, minor plat 2025-00027, which is a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall as agent for Rick Mudé, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Lot Tract 23, 21, 24, and 22, Atlantic and Pacific Edition, zoned RML, located at 718 3rd Street Southwest between Hazeldine Avenue and Stover Avenue Southwest, containing approximately 0.1157 acres. Mr. Mulhall, are you there, sir?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. This is Ryan with Cartesian. We are looking to consolidate the portions of the four middle portions of lots 21 through 24. This site had previously been developed with a residence, but that has since been demolished. We are just looking to consolidate the middle portions. We did provide deeds that kind of show a the portioning of these lots occurred prior to the 1970s when the subdivision ordinances came into effect that limited portioning of land to just platting actions. And so you can see here we are showing that the north 40 feet of lots 21 through 24 was apportioned back in the 60s. And then similarly we have another deed that shows the southerly portions. I believe it's 40 or 50 feet, or also 50 feet was apportioned prior to 1970. So we're just looking to consolidate the middle, so the southerly 50 feet of the northerly 90 feet is how it's described in the legal description, for this property. When we began the platting action, the property was held under Mr. Mudé, and since that time, I believe there's been a real estate contract that shows that our more direct client, Mr. Gelfie, has some interest in the site. So with that, we wait comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Let's see if there's any public comment on this item, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item six, request for minor preliminary final plat at 718 3rd Street between Hazeldine and Stover. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item six. Last call for public comment on agenda item six. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, doesn't appear that there's any public comments. We'll proceed to the DFT specialty members, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Water Authority has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Next up is Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is Transportation, Mr. Ernest Aramico. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Let's see. Third is a major collector and requires 6 foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. The existing sidewalks do meet requirement. Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. That takes us to code enforcement. Mr. Rodenbeck, will that be you?
Yes, sir.
Let's see, did we swear you in on this one? I'm trying to remember.
No, not yet.
Let's go ahead and do that. Jay Rodenbeck, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Code enforcement did not provide any comments for this case, so they have no comments.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Sana Alec, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alec. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. I'll be delivering those.
It'd be Robert Webb, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We just had a question about the updated ownership. On the plat was listed as Rick Mudé Zia Trust, and there was some older records for Burnco, and just wanted to verify that with Mr. Mulhall. But other than that, we just had some of our standard comments that I'll put in the chat here.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Mahal.
Right, so this is Ryan with Cartesian. So the current public view for those parcels shows an Olga Montez, Veronica Montez, and a Chiara Montez as the current owners of that lot. And so that's from an older deed. And so, we had worked with planning at submission to kind of show a little bit of chain of title that that was an old set of deeds. And so from there, the property was purchased by Mr. Mudé through the the current ownership showing as Zia Trust Inc. care of Rick Mudé. And so that's who we had signed the plat. And then since so at the time we'd initiated that, he entered into a real estate contract with our more direct client, Mr. Gelfie. And so that's currently where things stand. So, we'd be comfortable adding another signature, pre-consent statement to the plat for Mr. Gelfie, given his, interest as a real estate contract, signee. But we'll defer to your judgment on if that's necessary or not. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jay, did think we need that signature or a letter from purchasing party?
This is Jay Rodenbach, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'm just going to speak up here. So I think in this case, so Ryan, who's the current owner again?
The current ownership is held by a Rick Mudé, who's the in charge of that Zia Trust Inc. And so
Okay.
that's the most recent deed we have. But he has a real estate contract with our client, Mr. Gelfie. And so there isn't a new deed to transfer the property over to him yet.
I think it'd be good,
Most
Ryan, in
submissions are.
this case. So I know that in cases of major preliminary plats, we've allowed this set up with signatures. But I think that we need to have both signers on this plat because this is the final plat. This is a minor preliminary final plat. So there's not going to be another final plat that can show the updated ownership. So, Robert, I think we can have a condition of approval for this that prior to sign off of the plat by DOT staff and the city engineer that you, Ryan, provide a updated plat with the additional signature information with the additional signer.
Okay. Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We'll be happy to provide that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. And then we just had I'll add that comment to the chat or condition, I'm sorry. And then prior to final sign-off, we'll just of course need the project and application numbers added to the plat, the date of the DHO approval recorded on the plat, and a copy of the AGES approved DXF file. So I'll add that to the chat now.
Robert, this is Jay Rowan. Oh, you got it. Add all ownership signatures for all interested parties to the plat. That looks good. All
Thank you, sir.
right, thanks. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hirnosser, I think we're good with planning.
Thank you. Okay, I'll go ahead and make a ruling then on agenda item 6. That's PR 2025-020023, minor plat 2025-00027. And I hereby approve agenda item with the said project and application numbers. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Next, per 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Next, a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted. And finally, add all ownership signatures for all interested parties to the plat. Thank you. That concludes agenda item 6.